agricultural technique in Egyptian society. The distinctive civilization of the ancient Egypt in the Old Kingdom period was contributed to by the development of their agriculture. As the population increased, they needed more food and stronger harvest. Every aspect of the Old Kingdom society demanded an ever-growing quantity of food, thus requiring a more effective system of agriculture to support it. To sustain their society, the Egyptians used several agriculture techniques in irrigation projects, in planting and cattle raising. The combination of these techniques helped the Old Kingdom expand. Every year from July to September, the flooding of the Nile enriched the narrow strip of land on either side of the river with a thick layer of alluvial soil. The Nile was also the source of water for agriculture. Because of their strong central government, Egyptians were able to form some sizable irrigation projects. But during early hydraulic civilization in Egypt, analyzed evidence and states that there is an unambiguous allusion to Pipite I cutting a canal to place a tract of land underwater. The indirect evidence of cut stone, revetment, large piers, and extensive artificial basin on the desert edge argue for rudimentary artificial irrigation well prior to the first intermediate period. The irrigation would be an essential project on which the pharaoh concentrated. The maize head of King Scorpion, identified by the floral element and the scorpion, was shown at wielding a hoe in his hand. Below the king, a strip of water is presented, which could indicate that Scorpion is laying the foundations of some form of early irrigation project. However, most irrigation work was supervised by local officials in the nomes. Diti also mentions that one of the sites for the word nomes represent the canal divided field and furnished evidence of a rather general system of irrigation. These techniques are evidence of the beginning of long systemic progression to control the water to serve their agricultural needs. With the advantage of having the leaders who had strong power and high reputation to command big projects, the effort to control Nile water was rudimentary success. While the control of water was the most important issue for the Egyptians, the technique they used in planting crops was important to increase productivity. The plant types used in Old Kingdom were various but belonged to one of four categories: cereal straws, field wheat, reed and sedges, and fodder grains. According to Moens and Westerstrom on the excavation at Kam El Hizm, a West Delta site would prove to have extensive Old Kingdom deposits. Their major plants included the straw, which was the main Immer wheat seed, reeds and sedges that belonged to the natural vegetation of the delta. The fodder plants were used to feed livestock and to be foraged. the variation of plants came from the fertile soil as the flood water receded and left a deposit of clay, silt, sand, and gravel. The plant operation based on this ecological situation needed a limited requirement of tools. The early tool which was used in the Old Kingdom was the wooden hoe. This tool was described as the crude sort of a wooden hoe composed of two strips of wood, one slightly curved, held together by a cord or leather thong. Forms of this tool were found in the paintings on the wall of Tomb of Thai, dated from the 5th dynasty. The process of planting was also basic. The laborer walked across the soil, dropping seeds as he goes. The decoration of the tomb of an Egyptian noble in the 6th dynasty presents sowing and harvesting flax. The portrait illustrates men who are planting flax seed, carried in baskets, while other men are harvesting and binding flax. The other decoration depicts three men leading two antelopes and a goat. These details represent the kinds of animals that they were raising. The fauna in the Old Kingdom included cattle, sheep, and goats and pigs. The Nile Delta site, Qom El Haisin, was a locus of specialized, centrally controlled cattle and sheep herding with pigs and goats reared. One of the duties of the central government was planning and setting up particular positions for herding to serve the population. Reading suggests a theory that the taxes for animal reduction could be based on the racial sex bias toward females, with the removal of juvenile males 1 or 2 years of age to other sites for consumption. The ancient Egyptians also herd cattle, similarly as to how people herd cattle now. Herds with their herdmen were away from home for long periods, but they should have come home at regular intervals. They also divided the animal into two kinds. The majority of them were fattened animals that spent the entire year penned, feeding on cut forage, and were often denoted as stable cattle for slaughter, while the thinner cattle were used in agricultural labor and herded to field and pastured to graze, and were eventually slaughtered but for sacrificial offerings. The scenes of a man feeding a cow in the Tomb of Thai implicated how ancient Egyptians took care of their cattle. The animals were fed with chopped plants and other special food on the year-round basis, hand-fed with cereal stalks, straws, and cut fodder, and a kind of cake or bread. The techniques used in fauna raising could be the specialized locus for raising, sex biased toward females, herding away from home, and separating different kinds of animals for various purposes. Considering the time period of Old Kingdom, 2686 and to 2345 BC, the agricultural techniques that the Egyptians used to sustain their society were advanced and distinctive as they adapted adapted the natural conditions to society necessity.